Report, Arab, Muslim nations are afraid to face Hamas in Gaza. By Joel B. Polak on October 21, 2025. Arab and Muslim nations that are expected to contribute to a peacekeeping force in Gaza are reportedly afraid to face Hamas, due to the group's ferocity and the perception of appearing to be occupiers. That's the report from the New York Times, which noted Tuesday that despite support generally in the Arab and Muslim world for President Donald Trump's 20-point plan for a Gaza ceasefire, there has been little help forthcoming in the creation of the international force that is meant to patrol Gaza instead of the Israel Defense Forces, IDF. The Times reported. TE countries that might make up that force are skittish about committing soldiers who could potentially come into direct conflict with Hamas while it is still an armed group. Diplomats and other people familiar with the deliberations say. Their main concern is that their troops should not be expected to fight Hamas militants, some of whom remain heavily armed, on Israel's behalf. For several of the countries, that prospect alone would be reason enough to back out, the officials said. Some of the countries have also indicated in private discussions that they do not want their troops to be in the centers of Gaza's cities, because of the danger posed there by Hamas and its tunnel networks, according to discussions with people familiar with the talks. Israelis have been incredulous in response. One former diplomat remarked, "The hypocrites of the world are afraid of Hamas, and they are supposed to be guarding us?" Trump's plan called for Hamas to disarm, something the group pointedly has refused to commit to doing, even though it has released all 20 of its remaining living Israeli hostages, and about half of the remaining dead ones. Vice President J.D. Vance, speaking on a visit to Israel Tuesday, said that if Hamas did not disarm under the deal, it would be obliterated.